It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Wednesday Flashback is all brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company for all of your truck needs. Well, on an April Fool's Day, we will travel back to the year
1988
and some George Strait, who, of course, had more than just a few songs about fools, like
"As She Drove Away Crying."
Everybody's
at the famous last words of a fool.
Break it down, George. Let's
Freddie
go.
Thought we were going full-hearted memory, huh? No, famous last words of a fool. Underrated in the pantheon of George Strait number one songs, but number one of his 60 total nonetheless. Number one in 1988. It first appeared on the chart November, though, 5 years earlier, 1983. And it first was performed by the guy that wrote it, Dean Dillon.
Famous last words of a fool.
Yeah, Dean Dillon originally in 1983 came out with it. And it made it all the way to number 67 on the charts. So.
67! Oh, that's how the kids do it.
I don't think kids do it that way.
I'm really cool.
And that kind of put a cap on Dean Dillon's really charting career when it came to his own music that he would release. You know, he still had a couple record deals left in him and still had a couple of songs to put out to radio, but really that's the last one that made the chart. Where Dean Dillon made his largest impact, of course, was with his songwriting and his good buddy George Strait, who recorded so many of his tunes, including the very first one, Unwound, all the way to this one, 13th Billboard number one hit at the time, Famous Last Words of a Fool. Now, initially, George Strait and his famed producer Jimmy Bowen, they put this out there as a, quote, piece of business. And that was a phrase that was used and thrown around in Nashville that originated with Conway Twitty.
Piece of business.
Conway Twitty would say, we need more pieces of business on this album. Not necessarily songs that were album fillers, but ones they knew probably weren't going to win CMA Song of the Year or something like that. Okay. So they just kind of pedestrianly went in and recorded this song and didn't think much of it. Until they released it, and every now and then, one of those pieces of business would show that business is pretty good. It was really good for George Strait at the time, too. He had just done his Reunion Arena Dallas concert, which was video, which was big in the late 80s.
The camcorder.
And he had just opened his George Strait Texas Connection on Music Row in Nashville. George Strait used to have a gift shop in downtown Music City. Yeah.
I spent all my money there.
So did Conway, too. It was right next door to it. And neither one of them are still around today. So on an April Fool's Day, some famous last words.
I told her I wouldn't miss her at all as she walked to the door.